FMX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best. And we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our 2025 roster of Levi Kitchen, Garrett Marchbanks, Cameron McAdoo, Ty Masterpool, Seth Hamaker, and Drew Adams. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products.
Pro Circuit.
We race.
When you're away, I never think of you. Don't think I wanted to. I need you without you.
All right, Mitch Payton, Anaheim 1, always an interesting time for teams. Bad deal for Levi getting caught up, but I thought he rode really good. Second fastest lap time of the night. Cameron crashes, but what's your take?
Levi, obviously he was good in the practices. That was good. Yep. Just went into that first turn, and I think he said he caught Max's rear wheel. Went down, and he was dead last. But I think he rode really well, considering. Yep. So that was good. Cameron had a decent start, made a couple mistakes, and lost a couple spots, and then moving through, and then he was trying. There was two guys in the corner before, and he cut under both him, the other guy, and Deegan. And I thought he had it, and then Deegan kind of looked over and moved over, and just there's no room.
It looked a little greasy. I mean, who knows, you know. But, yeah, he took out Cameron's front wheel pretty bad.
Yeah, no, he's all right, though. Yeah. So
one of those things, too, with Cam, like we talked about the show and stuff, like if you make the one mistake, it's fine. Let's just keep it 2-1, right? And he wasn't able to do that tonight. No.
He got a little excited and just maybe, I don't know. I probably would have went for it too, but, you know, it is what it is.
There's nothing like racing. So reports from the riders on the bikes and the changes you've made, like, are you happy with the window where you're at? Are there things to work on?
I think they were really happy with the bikes. I think it's just a matter of, like, I think start could have been better for Levi, but if he could have got through the first turn, it would have been okay anyway. So that was okay. So, like, overall, I think it was a pretty good night. I think the track was a little slicker than we thought it would be, you know, because I think the wind dried it out a lot.
Yeah.
But they did a good job. It was pretty good for the main.
Yeah, I was giving the Dirtworks guys shit, and they're like, dude, we've been watering. It's just, you know, it's basically, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it was like, dry and dusty. You know, at one point. But I think they did a good job with the track, so it was not bad.
So something Cam and both Levi told me was the improvements with the bikes. So, as far as they go, like, they come in and say anything, like, as far as the bikes, or, yeah?
I think all we did to the bikes today was went from where we were, because it's dried out, we softened them up a little bit, but that was about it.
Yep. All right, last question, story time with Mitch. Favorite Anaheim one? Do you have one that sticks out in memory? Even Coliseum, we can go Coliseum, but, or we can go Orlando in 91. But, I mean, I don't know, favorite opener, you know?
Could have been our first race, you know, like that was...
That's Orlando, right?
Was it Orlando?
I think it was Orlando 91.
And me and Bones were there, and obviously, you know, we had the peak team. And Ryan Hughes nearly won and swinked past him in the very last corner, jumped up on this thing and got him. And I'm like, did we win?
So, are we good?
Yeah, are we good? Are we all right? So that one was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And coming out with a brand new team and winning, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and having MC riding here was amazing. He was would jump anything.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Awesome. Thanks, man. And we're on to San Diego.
Yep. Off we go.
All right. Chance Hymus. Hey, man. I thought on press day yesterday you got that under the tunnel 3 on right away. Started doing stuff right away. I thought you looked good right from the first time your wheels hit the track. So all the things you've been doing in the off season, it looks like it's paid off.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, honestly, nothing too crazy from yesterday and today. I just felt really confident on the bike, and the team's, you know, been big help in that. Spent a lot of days testing, and obviously a lot of laps put in. And my two trainers, Burner and John Cancellieri, between those two and the whole team, I feel like I'm in a really good place that I've never been before. So, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's my fourth year now, and we're learning a lot, and I feel like I just needed to come in this weekend and just be mellow and just be as smart as possible. And yeah, from the get-go on press day, I felt really smooth and really good on the bike, and I've been really happy with how I've been riding lately. So obviously that carries into the race weekend. So yeah, it's just solid, a little bit mellow all week. Yeah. But
I imagine, like, for you, you know, it was a great race with Ryder D and Max right there for a little bit, and you're just like, hey, go Max, like, it's cool, like, I'll, you know, I feel good, but like, if he's got it, you'll take the second. I mean, I imagine that's kind of what you're thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my goal was a podium this weekend. Right. It was for me, like, I needed Max to pass me and get that little bit of a toe, because I knew I could pass Ryder, but I was making too many mistakes, just dumb little mistakes that in places I felt like I could have passed him, I couldn't get close. So yeah, once Max passed me, I caught on some of his lines, which helped me get past Ryder, because I could see Hayden coming and a couple other guys coming. So I'm like, I need to get past him and get a little bit of a buffer here. So yeah, it was just a little rusty, honestly. It's a bit hard not racing since the middle of summer, but no, just my goal is just come out here consistent, healthy, podium, and accomplish that. So it's good.
I don't know if there's anything to do with it, but I know we joke about the mesquite thing, but honestly, the track with the wind and everything dried out, it's gravelly, it looks slick, like a little bit like what you've been riding, or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, honestly, I felt like my track was built pretty close to how this was, just the way that the jumps were built. But in a sense, it's like same but different. Okay. You know, it's like, yeah, West Coast kind of has that little bit of like loose feeling, but today the dirt was really gravelly compared to like what I'm used to. I feel like Mesquite, the dirt's a bit more like silty, kind of sandy.
Sure, okay.
So it creates that little bit of poof powder, where here it's just straight gravel and concrete. So
Shane Drew told me you actually got, I was wondering about this, but he said, Shane Drew said, your bikes, you got a lot of changes to your bike, and, you know, all good things, but you've done, they did a lot from last year.
Done a lot.
Yeah.
Done a lot. So, yeah, bikes are the bike's in a completely different spot than it was last year.
Okay. Completely different.
Completely different. We've done a lot of changes to get where we're at, but, yeah, it's been a lot of hours put in it, as, you know, everyone does, but it's been worth it so far.
More motor or more chassis? What are you more happy with? Bigger change, I guess.
We haven't really touched the motor. Motor got better over the summer when I was off bike, but just overall suspension and chassis, it's just been second year on the bike, so more information throughout the rest of last year. And lucky for me, they got to learn a lot from Joe, so that helped me. And just when I started my Supercross this year, we started on a better base than we did last year. And also, I had a solid off season compared to 3 days last year. So
yeah, you literally told us you come into every Supercross season a little hurt, right? A little bit behind the weather until this year.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, this is the first off season, like, proper, like, training that I've had before a season.
Well, it shows. Good job, man. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Cool. Awesome.
We should have been out of here.
All right, Ken Rocks in 20 seconds. Good job. Anaheim won. Fantastic job. Really didn't Eli a little bit.
I had a really good day overall. The track was tricky in its own way, man. Like, it was very busy, too. You really only had the straightaway by the mechanics area, right? So you were constantly fighting for traction. A lot of rocks out there. Then you had tiny soft spots that obviously kind of grooved in the transitions. But for the most part, it was just slippery. The berms were broken off and whatnot. So, but I liked it. I liked that the obstacles weren't, like, I feel like in years past, they were so tall sometimes and everything was so peaked up. It makes it really hard to race, you know? And I think this track was really racy. So I overall enjoyed it. But yeah, good day, right? Like, second, I mean, me and Eli were yo-yoing. We had the same gap the entire time, and it pissed me off because every time I would gain a little bit, I would mess up something else. Three on the tabletops, they were really difficult.
Yeah, how was that? That one, you couldn't nail that one every time.
No, I just did takeoff. Like, everything that was really rough, and then the one on the far end, the top of the berm was broken off, and the gap was massive, you know? So then when you don't have that, like, kind of slingshot speed and clean drive, it was really hard to make it onto the tabletop, so.
Well, good job. Thanks for this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you.
Good. All right, Austin Faulkner, big 450 guy. Hey, man, heat race was good, and, like, yeah, I thought it was all right. I don't know. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, I had a good start, and I was in the Malcolm and Justin crash in first one. I would not bad, but I, like, landed on Malcolm, and I ran over him when he was down and was kind of in that. That didn't look good for Justin. That was kind of that was not bad. That was not a good sight. The restart, both my starts were really good. They told me that I was on the far inside gate, so I had like 50 feet before the finish, the landing of the finish, and then the berm.
Yeah.
So I had to come so far over.
Was a stupid design.
Nah, yeah, it was not very good. So it was just, I mean, that's what I had with 14. So,
yep.
But then in the main, so I had a front brake issue, like at some like a couple laps in, where my front brake was locking up in the air. So I had to slow down and adjust my adjuster all the way, back out. It was locked.
Slow down for that.
Yeah, I got a pretty good start in the second moto, like about where I was the first. I think I was like right around 10th, probably 10th to 12th, and like second or third lap, it started. I guess it.
Yeah.
We obviously had some sort of issue,
something from the crash.
I hit him and his bike. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my front brake was locking up, and I was going to pull into the mechanics area, but I just slowed down and adjusted it, tried to back it, like, all the way, and it worked.
Yeah.
So I rode, but I went back to, like, probably 18, 19 from, like, 12th or wherever I was.
Yeah.
So then I rode pretty decent. I rode good at times, but it was kind of, like, I wish I could have had a little bit more intensity the whole moto. I kind of had some intensity, and then I would, like, start to get, like, red zone, like, heart rate and stuff. It would get high, and then, or I would make a little mistake, and I would let it. So I'd have to take a couple laps, take a lap or two, and kind of, like, calm down and reset. And I think that's somewhat of a normal thing in the 450 class. You kind of have to play with that kind of fitness throughout the moto, like, of when to push and when, if you make a mistake, okay, let's take a lap and kind of regroup and then go again. And I was just kind of playing with that, which is, I guess, normal for my first race with these guys. But I let some guys caught me. I caught some guys and passed them, and some guys caught and passed me. So, I mean, overall, I'm a little bit bummed, to be honest. Everybody on the team seems to be pretty happy. But I expected to be, if I could have been a little bit closer to, like, where Colt was, which he was, like, two or three spots.
He's 13, I think.
That, for the situation, minus the front brake issue, whatever, my riding after that, I think I should have been a little bit closer to where he was. And I had speed at times. I would just make a mistake, or I would run off the track once, and I would kind of let it fluster me a little bit, or spike my heart rate, and then I'd have to take up a couple laps and calm back down. So, I just need to be a little bit more, I guess, consistent throughout the main event, and not let it be so much of a roller coaster like that with my, you know, just whatever, with making mistakes or heart rate getting high or whatever it is. So, but it's my first 450 race, so I guess that's kind of that issue. I'm not really upset with that issue, because I feel like that's kind of a normal issue to have. You're kind of playing with the length of the race and the guys you're racing with, and catching guys not able to make a pass, and somebody catches you, and then that guy gets away, and it's just like it's kind of a game of cat and mouse, especially in the longer 450 main. So just kind of playing with that, I felt like I could have rode a little bit better, and I could have been a little bit closer to Colt, because I was a little bit closer at one point, and then he kind of got away. And I feel like, I think I was 15th. If I could have, I think where I should have finished would have been closer to 10th to 12th without the front brake issue, or if I just had a main that I, where I felt like I rode a little bit better. But first race, I'm not pissed, but I do think that I have a little bit more in the tank for sure. And we're learning more about the bike, and we have ideas that we're going to test this week. We've made some changes today, and the circumstances, not a whole lot of time on the bike.
Yeah.
New bike, obviously, first time 450 on Supercross, and for me, first time 450, so I think we're in a decent place, and made the main straight out of the heat, and starts were good all night. Just need better gate position, and that'll be better. And it's A1, and there's a couple guys that are had worse races and are not showing up for round two. So
the reason I brought up the heat race was because look at the LCQ, we had factory riders all in it, right? You know what I mean? And you're in through the heat. That's why I brought that up. Like, that's a good thing, I think. You know?
That's. I mean, it's. As a I guess rider of me personally, making the main through the heat is not really an accomplishment, you know.
Just wait, it's a 450.
I know. So like that, it's not like you know, everybody else was like, oh, we're so like, yes, and I'm like, making the main out of the heat, like, yeah, duh, like, you know, that's I should be able to do that, you know. So, but that's just me and my kind of.
I get it. I mean, you've been on the podium. You've won races. Yeah, this is not new. Yeah. This could be a dumb question, though, but because you're older and you've been around a while now. But was it cool being out there with Tomac and Roczen and these dudes? Was that cool for you? I mean, again, you're older and all that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's the 450 class is the premier class. Yeah. It's where you kind of dream of being. You know, I would like to be a little bit closer to them. Yeah. Tomac and Roczen lapped me at the end of the race, yeah. But I would like to not be lapped and be a little bit closer towards yeah. them and battle with them a little bit this year. But yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
that is cool.
Yeah, premier class. I mean, it's the
even being
yeah.
as old as you are and as accomplished you are, you still took a moment to be like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. You got to kind of appreciate like just the first lap when I'm in the air with. You know, Mookie and Barsha, and I see Tomac up there and Hampshire, and I got guys behind, fast guys yeah. behind me that have won championships or won races. Like, yeah. you know, so it is a, you know, it kind of is like a, you gotta, there were a couple points where I was like, oh, damn, that's okay, kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, at yeah. the end of the day, you still gotta keep focus and everything. But, yeah, I mean, it's cool, and I think I have a little bit more in the tank, though, and as I start to figure out, get the pacing down a little bit more throughout the main and when to push and when to back off and stuff a little bit more. I think I'll be better. So I think a 15th for the first race and the situation with the front brake issue and kind of being involved in that crash in the first one and the red flag. And I think all the, you know, circumstances, I'm not bummed with a 15th, but I do think that I can do better.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Joey Savacci. I saw your crash. Yeah, not good. Not great. Up until then, though, I mean, a bad start and kind of just working your way around, like your typical thing. But the start, that crash looked ugly.
Yeah, it wasn't great. We got lucky. Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, like I had realistic goals for tonight. I wanted to be – my goal was top eight, and I don't feel like that was unachievable with a better start. I actually didn't feel like I rode that bad. Like heat race was decent. Felt good. The main, yeah, just a bad start, and then, yeah, stupid mistake on my part. Got lucky, thankfully. But, yeah, I mean, it's same story every year. There's too many good guys to be laying on the ground and dead last, right?
So, or a bad start. Yeah.
Or a bad start. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's brutal out there. But, like I said, I'm much happier where I'm at right now versus last year with as far as comfortability and my motorcycle working and everything, and you know, like I felt like my charge.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Sorry to interrupt you. Beginning of last year, we were doing a lot with suspension. We were going yeah. back and forth. Yeah.
We were chasing our tail in a circle big time. So, you know, I didn't change a single thing all day, which I'm sure a lot of people did. But like, I'm genuinely like feel like my bike works pretty well.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, at that point, all you can do is keep trying. And I was happy with my effort in the race. You know, I kept charging and doing the best that I could. And we got a last lap pass through the Wolves for 13th.
So,
hey man, it's the effort. I tried. It's like I said, it's too many good guys to be on the ground and in last.
Yeah. Track was weird with the wind, and they tried to water, but it didn't work. And it kind of reminded me of like Comp Edge or Sunrise back in the day.
It was Comp Edge, Racetown, 395.
Yeah, 395. Like, yeah.
It was definitely A1.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to put it. Yeah. Like, feel like every year we come here, it's just it's unique. They obviously had challenges with weather leading into it and whatnot, but
all right. Cool, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Christian Craig, look, we had some falls yesterday. World Supercross, okay, World Supercross, you're the guy. We're all pumping it up. Yesterday, a fall. Today, I stopped in the lounge. I didn't get a sense you were super stoked on life, and you were top 10 for most of this main. So I guess I'm going to get a thing about you not being comfortable, and then you're top 10 almost all main, so we'll take it.
Yeah, I was on suicide watch all day. I don't know what was going. Like, just could not put laps together. The only thing I was good in was the whoops, I think. So, but everywhere else, I don't know what was going on. Just struggle bus all around. And
this is mental. This is A1 mental for you, I'm telling you.
It is, for sure. And I mean, like, we went down the tunnel, and AP was telling me the same thing. There was other riders saying the same stuff. You know, it's like, how many years in a row is this going to happen? Like, me and AP are battling for 10th, and he just won a Supercross last year.
Yeah.
So it's like, we know we're better than that. But, yeah, I mean, I went some settings, went back to WSX settings.
Okay.
And was like, just give me what I'm comfortable on, and just let me ride that. And we did that. So I had, luckily, I had a good start, just put myself in a good position, and then Yeah, I just rode a little tight, and yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Like you said, some of it's mental, but also, like, do you find maybe you're going to do some more testing and more chassis stuff?
Yeah, I think I'm on the softer side, okay. Which is fine. It's more comfort, but if I want to push with those guys up front, I'm going to need to have more hold up.
Yeah.
I had some close calls in the rhythm, just like getting...
Before the triple by the podium. Oh, I saw that. I saw that. Oh, yeah. A
couple times.
One I saw, yeah.
Yeah, the last one, I'm like, that's it. I'm going double-double out for the rest of the race. Yeah. So just little things like that, I think my rear's getting too low and then kicking me. So I need to stiffen that up. And then, yeah, I think my starts are good. I have a couple good laps in me throughout the main, but I need good 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, saying all this, again, you didn't get a top 10 with the star bike last year, and you got 11th tonight. Yeah. But, you know, I got to think we'll take it, looking on the positive side.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is my best A1 ever, like on a 450. Okay. So I think my other one before this was a 13th. So it's like maybe a 450s. I mean, it's gnarly. Yeah. Like, the amount of people out there, it's wild. You're battling with, like, all champions in front of me. So,
yep.
Yeah, just, I guess, the confidence. I need to bring a little bit more confidence each weekend. And I haven't raced a ton, like WSX, obviously.
Yep.
But before that, I was off for so long. Yep. So just need some more gates under me and just keep building.
All right. Cool. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Cool. Awesome. All right, Larry Brooks, here we are. Man, almost 2-3. Anderson was coming for Jorge. Props to Jorge, rode great. But, yeah, just another Anaheim, another good result for Kenny Roczen. I mean, catching Eli a little bit?
I think it was a good night. High stress tonight.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was weird. Like, anytime we come to A1, it's just high stress. So, I mean, I think Ken rode really good all day. It's just us, like, the team wanting everything to be perfect for him,
yeah.
You know. And obviously now we have Jason, you know, so we got to, like, put as much effort into him as we do Ken. And it gets really difficult. But both of them rode super good in the main. Ken was solid, and he reeled Eli in a little bit. They were yo-yoing a little bit. And Eli's tough, you know. And
yeah.
But this was just round one. So to leave here in second and fifth, we're pretty happy right now.
Yeah, Kenny made mention, didn't change a thing on the bike, and you verified that. So, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, in one hand, on your manager, you want to make things better, but on the other hand, it's nice, right?
Like, it is so nice. I mean, rarely have I dealt with a rider that didn't want to change anything, and we were just talking about it over there on the other side of the truck, and we're like, yeah, maybe you should go 3 clicks stiffer on, you know, we're talking about little clicks,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, it's pretty amazing that Ken Roczen in suspension and he's happy with his bike. Like, I think that's a feat in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been like that for a while, though.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Johnson, REP, like, he's been doing a great job. Like, everything seems to be working well, and he works really good with Ken. And Rob, our new suspension guy, he's doing a good job, too. So,
yeah.
No, we're happy.
I thought Jason was going to get him. He made a mistake late, and then him and Hunter went out. I thought him and Hunter were jacking each other around a little bit,
yeah.
Costing them time. But, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they were racing between each other, and it just was one of those nights, you know. And I really wanted him to get Jorge. Like, I didn't want Jorge to finish on the podium.
Yeah.
I just didn't want that to happen. I wanted that to be Jason, but, yeah. I mean, I'm self-centered, and I want my guy to be that guy. So anyway, it was a good night, and I think Jason's pretty happy, and he's still been a little bit sick. He got strep throat a couple weeks ago now, and he's been fighting that, and so I think he'll be better and better as the season goes on.
He's a pretty laid-back guy. You're a pretty aggressive guy. How's that working out for you two?
It's pretty funny. Yeah, like, we were just laughing about that too. Like, honestly, he makes it really fun, you know what I mean? Like, he's not too serious, and I'm super serious. So, yeah, I think he works really good with Ken, and he has a good time riding with Ken. So I think the whole magic is happening.
Yellow magic.
Yeah, yellow magic. So we're pretty happy with the way things are working right now.
I talked to Colt on track walk, and he's back in Oklahoma, and he said, look, he's got some transmission stuff now. And his suspension's better. He went to the PSF one stuff. He said he's way happier with his bike. Now, tonight he had to go to the LCQ, and he got a 13th. But, anyways, speak on that a little bit.
Yeah, he struggled in the heat, like, fell down and kind of bent his bike up a little bit, and then really couldn't get going. So he had to come back for the LCQ, and I mean, he finished third, which is, who cares, you know, just get into the main at that point. And then he finished 12th in the main. We can deal with 12th, you know. Like, that's a good start to the series. So
deep field. So,
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the 450 class is really tough right now. And so he's going to stay in California this week, and we're going to do a little suspension testing and try to get him a little bit better, too.
All right, before I let you go, Anaheim 1 memories as a racer. As a manager, you won a fuck ton of these, so that doesn't matter. But as a racer, Anaheim 1 memories, or, you know, any season opener. It doesn't need to be Anaheim. It can be anything. But
yeah, I mean, my racing days are long and far.
There's got to be something where you started the season off good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more happy doing the managing thing. Like, it was hard, man. It beat my body up, and I just think, you know, the managing thing is so much more fun that I get to race through these guys and not have to take chances. Like, look at Barsha out there, laid himself out.
You don't have an Anaheim 1 or season opener racing one that stands out where you did really well or anything?
I mean, I did okay. I mean, I kind of just put that in the memory banks and don't really think about it, because I don't want to be that manager that goes, oh, yeah, when I race.
Well, I'm asking you. You're not volunteering. I'm asking you.
No.
You sell yourself way too short on your racing. You really do.
I mean, I had some good races. I mean, okay. I won like L.A. Coliseum and stuff like that on a 125. And I mean, I did good, but I mean, for me, my life is this now, and I'm just way past the racing thing.
I'm going to make it my goal this year to bring out racing memories from you. We'll see how it goes. Thanks, LB.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thank you, man. All right.